Wow, Happy New Year. Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't believe it! Woo! This is so weird. Probably because we're recording this in 2016. But I can't believe it's 2017! Oh my God! Oh my God, a new year! A new year! A new year! Hi, I'm Jamie Flam. Welcome to this short postcard episode of Gatekeeper. We don't have a guest on this episode. This is more of a hello and happy new year to you, the listener of this podcast. First and foremost, a sincere thank you for listening to this podcast. We put out 38 episodes in 2016, started it just about a year ago, and it's cool to see how it organically became what it became, which is exactly what it was intended to be. A source of inspiration, hopefully, for some. The feedback from people has been amazing. All the comics and people I see at the club who say that they've learned a lot from these conversations. And so I appreciate that you listen and take the time. I hope you found it valuable and worth your time, because that's why we do it. Without you, there's no podcast. I mean, technically there is a podcast. It would be put out to the ether, but if your ears aren't intaking it, which if your ears aren't intaking the sounds or listening is the other way of putting it more succinctly. And if it weren't for you, I'd be just saying all this stuff to my producer, Andrew. We wouldn't need the microphones. We could do it over dinner or golf. That's what people do, right? They golf. You go to a golf course, 18 holes, right? Then you golf and talk and make deals. I don't know how that works. Anyway, the point of all this is thanks. So what's next? What's going to be coming this year? What's coming down the pipeline? Well, I can tell you there's going to be a lot of changes. We're getting rid of Andrew, the producer. He's kind of been a dead weight and hasn't helped much. I feel like his choice in sound effects is lackluster at best. Will we get a new host? I think that I can be humble enough to say that I'm not a fit for this podcast. I ramble. I talk in circles. Don't know what I'm trying to get out of the guests. And speaking of guests, we are no longer going to be having guests. It will just be AdBot, our old friend, talking about what's going on in his brain. Another little peek behind the curtain. I'm AdBot. Yep, the lovable little scamp that comes on the show sometimes and reads advertisements or doesn't read advertisements. Well, since I play him and I'm leaving the show, well, he's going to be coming with me. We've outsourced the voice of AdBot to the ghost of John F. Kennedy. And so we're going to take the opportunity right now to introduce you to the new AdBot and then wish you a happy new year and be back with new episodes next week. And here he is right now, the new AdBot. How you doing?
I do declare that it is an honor to be here as part of the Gatekeeper podcast. Ask not what your podcast can do for you. Ask what you can do to get the sleeping comfort of a Casper mattress and make sure that you enjoy the comedy offerings of the CISO Network with great shows like Bajillion Dollar Properties, as well as old episodes of Saturday Night Live, Monty Python, etc. There's something for everyone on CISO. Jamie, look forward to working with you.
No, actually, this is my last episode, so you'll just be on your own. This podcast is just going to be you.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I'll have to fire missiles Cuban style. Is that how the Cuban Missile Crisis worked? I don't think so, actually. But in any case, it was a reference to something that happened in my administration in this country. A crazy time, the early 60s. Anyway, I demand that you stay on this show. And if you're not on the show, I will tear down the wall between the afterlife and the normal life and the computers and haunt the people or person who made the decision that you should leave.
Thank you, Ghost of John F. Kennedy, AdBot, but it was a personal choice. I wanted to focus on other things and thought that I was not bringing much to the podcast.
Nonsense. You and Andrew should stay on board. And in fact, as I see how much heart and soul you guys put into this show, I'm going to relinquish my post and get the real AdBot back here to reclaim what is rightfully his, because my services are better used to haunt LACMA.
The Los Angeles County Museum of Art?
Yeah, I just love contemporary art. And fun fact, there's a piece of the Berlin Wall across the street, which another relevant thing that happened during my administration. Actually, the wall didn't fall into the 80s, but it was a critical element of the world in which I existed, these walls of communism. So,
wow, that is a fun fact. Well, thank you. Hey, and fingers crossed, maybe LACMA will hear this and they will sponsor the show, in which case you've done the job that you were supposed to do, even in this short-lived episode with you, John F. Kennedy Ghost, Adbot.
Now do me a favor, since I won't be playing Adbot, you can take the filter off. Go ahead.
Yep, that's it. And let me talk to you man to man, or ghost to man. I want this to be the biggest year for Gatekeeper ever. I know you have a lot of your own personal goals, and I realize that my voice is taking on weird tones and affectations, but it's weird how things work when you die, and things get weird in the connection of the afterlife. It's weird. You'll see when you get to that age. Anyway, I see bright things for you, Jamie Flam. I think I'm becoming Trump. I don't know what's happening at all. Oh, no, I'm getting pulled back into the vortex. Holy shit, that was fucking weird. For those of you just tuning in, it's weird because you just decided to press, like, you know, 10 minutes into this pretty unnecessary episode of the show. But I was just visited by the ghost of John F. Kennedy, who played Adbot. So I figure we might as well just bring Adbot out. He's been sad, just sitting in the closet where he sits because he thought he was done forever. So now that Andrew's back. Andrew, are you back?
Sure.
Great. Andrew's back. I'm back. And Adbot is back. So Adbot's going to take us out of here singing the song that no one, I think, knows why it exists or what it means, but Auld Lang Syne.
Should all acquaintance be forgot? Should all acquaintance be forgot? For Auld Lang Syne. Get a Casper mattress and go to CISO. And visit LACMA.
Thanks, Adbot.
Whatever, I don't even really care that I'm back. Really.
But this is honestly your best opportunity. What else are you gonna do, Adbot?